Chant It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands. Coming from the perspective of complete freedom. Coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth. So Chant It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see, real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light.
Let's chant it down, so we can know it's simple. We just break it down a little bit so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna start the whole thing. With the master demonstrated we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Loomis. ChantItDownRadio.com is the website, and this is episode 127, The Fire Inside You. This show is part of the series of shows, The People Beyond Series, which are not numbered as far as part one and two and all that kind of stuff. They're just a series of shows that you can go to the website, the series of shows page, and run down. It's all about who we are outside the system. You know, who we are beyond that. And go to the website. It's not hard. It's not hard to go to chantitdownradio.com. The traffic to this website has been terrible lately, and I don't understand why. If you want real clarity on this show and you're a follower of the show, go to chantitdownradio.com. That's where you'll be able to figure out all these mini-series and listen in order as they go and all the important information like that. It really brings clarity to this. But yeah, please listen to the last show as well, which was episode 126 with the guest Truth Seeker. I feel like that show didn't get enough listens, and I think there's a lot of worthy information in that show, and he was a great guest. So have a listen at that. Well, anyway, this is about the fire inside you. This is me going around town doing some errands and things, and I decided to do a show that actually turned out, in my opinion, pretty good. So enjoy, and I'll talk to you on the other side with an outro. Well, Chant It Down Radio here, doing a live drive around with me. I'm just driving around, doing a few errands in the middle of what you could call Babylon. The middle of crazy civilization, everybody busy every day, doing things to make a living, but not connected to the source of living. They're always just kind of unconnected to it, but they're doing it because they feel like they have to do it. Well, they really don't have any choice but to do it, and me included, because everybody else wants to do this, so it doesn't give any objectors a lot of choice in the matter. But that's not really what I'm going to talk about today, but that's generally what oftentimes, you know, I get into on the show. That's some of the main concepts of my show, always, is getting back to just exactly what we're doing every day. And because we're at this base level, doing this, these are the effects of the wrong things that grew up with the wrong roots. And so here we are today in modern civilization. But what I want to talk about today is, I want to talk about passion. I want to talk about being passionate in what you do. Because if you don't have any passion in your life about something, then you're going to get depressed. You always need to have something lined up in your life that makes you feel amazing. Like I've said before on the show, touch amazing. Every day you should touch something that inspires you and makes you feel more than this mundane reality is. Because if we don't have that backing our actions, we end up becoming human doings, human do-nothings. And then we go home, and after your day, you fill your mind with other people's thoughts.
you know, if you listen to poisoned forms of media or just watch mindless brain rot on the television, the tell lie vision, telling you a vision of things that how they should be, but your mind goes on autopilot. So we need passion to back every day, something that drives you. Now, we can be passionate, I suppose, about the wrong things. We can. So you also have to line yourself up with the truth of who you are and who you're supposed to be, you know? And that will get you on the right path, because then you'll go, okay, I know who I am now. I know what I need to do. And then you'll have this drive behind you. I'm passionate about this show. Why I'm passionate about my show is not because I'm getting lots of listeners or trying to get popular in some bullshit ego mission. Not at all. Why I'm passionate about it is it gives me a chance to vent in the world. It gives me a chance to be me. Because I'm not really that talkative of a person in groups of people, generally speaking. I'm more of a person that observes. I'm a bit shy. You know, I'm a kind of an interesting person where I'm best when I'm performing. I'm best when when I used to do music, I was best on stage. I was best, you know, in front of an audience, and I can do amazing things there. It's that there's a connection with the energy of the audience, and somehow I just flow into that. And that's the same with doing these kinds of shows or even public speaking. I seem to do that. Now, then when I get around a group of people, generally I'm not that much of a talkative person. I kind of have always sort of kept to myself. So performing, doing this show, makes me passionate because I'm able to share with people, without interruptions, things that that most of the world does not know, because my life has been very unique in the way that I never went looking for this information. It came to me, and I have become this mouthpiece for this type of information. And it's an awesome feeling, because also it is my moral obligation to do it. You know, I feel that if I was not doing it, I wouldn't be, if I was just harboring all of this information to myself and not doing it, then I would be doing humanity a disservice. So therefore, I'm passionate about this information, because I feel that there's 99% of the people out there don't know our position on planet Earth and don't understand what's really going on. And they're caught up in many debates, distractions, lies. And that's what I like to be able to help people with, is a breath of fresh air. So therefore, I'm passionate. Now, so you need to find what you're passionate about too in life, a simple goal that you have, but you just want to really have that drive every day that pushes you along and makes you feel good about life. It's really that simple. I mean, it really is. And you'll really have much more to live for. And for some people, everybody's different. For some people, just raising their children is what they're passionate about. And that's it. And that's good in some ways. But you can't forget who you are. A lot of parents forget who they are, because they just spend all their energy raising their kids. And of course they need that, but when you forget who you are and you don't have that personal passion beyond just, you know, being a servant for your children or your spouse, you're going to eventually come to a point where you have an identity crisis. And so it's important to remember who you are and always get to know who you are before all of that, if possible, you know, and we don't always have that choice. We don't always have that option when we are living a regular life and all of a sudden, oops, oh, we're going to have kids, you know, and then that happens and, you know, it'll happen to me. But I would say that if you don't have that passion inside and that powerful drive, you're going to find an emptiness. And when you find that emptiness, then you fulfill it with the wrong things. And that's where life falls off a cliff. So passion, it's very important. Very important indeed. So we need to relinquish who we are.
Yeah, how important is it to know who you are? I mean, how important is it to be able to identify with yourself and go, that's me? And if you're young and listening to the show where you haven't really started your life in the system yet, you should really take this advice and work this out early in life, if you can, you know? I mean, so many people try to fit themselves into the system, and there are cases where we need those people who chase their passion through school and see the path that fits them. I mean, we need some of these professionals in this society, such as paramedics, surgeons, dentists, people kind of like that. You know, Western medicine, I guess, to an extent, except for when we're talking about pushing pharmaceuticals and unnecessary surgeries, which unfortunately is what they stand for nowadays. But as far as like just saying, you know, in general, those people that chase their passion for school like that, I mean, that's a very rare case in a lot of people that are actually, they just do it because they love it. But I mean, of course we need them, but even them, did they chase their dreams? For some, maybe that is their calling for some people, but how many people are completely pushed and scammed into the college system to hurry up and figure out what they want to major in and get into this degree and you know, and do the normal thing. Yeah, and it's a trap, really. Most of it is a trap, as I've gone over many times. I didn't go to college, and I'm still glad today that I did not, because it didn't run with my passions. Yeah, scholastically, I probably have an eighth grade education, meaning I learned pretty much everything school was going to teach me that I cared about in that prison indoctrination system by the eighth grade. Pretty much, you know? But to make up for it, I have a life of experience, and I know far more than most people know about what this world really is and how it runs. And I can basically run circles around most people that are college educated, college graduates, as far as useful earth knowledge. I can run circles around a lot of these people, or as far as what's really going on behind the political facade, because most people don't know about much at all. And that's not me bragging, saying I know all this and you don't kind of thing. It's not me bragging. It's I just know that most people don't know shit about this world and its root problems. They don't know, you know, what the root of all this is and what's really going on. You know, I pursued my passions the whole way and still am. I've never stopped. And that's what makes me a unique person. It hasn't made me wealthy, and it may never, but it's made me internally wealthy, because I feel happy that I know myself and I'm able to flex that part of me and not just be some hollow person that got out of the system, got a job from mom and dad's push to go to college and all that bullshit. And then there, that's where a lot of people stand, you know? So you have to ask yourself a lot of things. You have to ask yourself a lot of questions. You know, most people will think you're nuts if you actually pursue your passions. It's true. And you got to be ready to battle that back. But you have to ask yourself, what are you in this world for exactly? What is your heart purpose? Where is your heart leading? And are you pursuing it? Are you going after it? Are you chasing that very thing, whether it's going to make you money or not? I think that that's the questions that a lot of people need to be asking, and as an individual, so at least. So are you pursuing it? And if you know, then you're already way ahead of people. I think if you know, you know who you are and what your abilities are and all that, you're way ahead of most people in this world who are not even close to that, because they are just following the advice of individuals. And see, synchronicity doesn't happen when you pursue other people's ideas of how your life should run. You really have to defy the system. Defy even your family as far as their expectations of you. And you have to not listen to the naysayers. You have to remember that the naysayers are the people that are jealous. They don't have the fire inside. And many people have your life mapped out for you. They think, well, this is where you need to go. And if you go where others want you to go without your heart guiding you, you won't be fed the miraculous. You won't be led down a path that puts you in experiences you could have never even thought of. I've never stopped following my heart. Not just through music, but other interests that, you know, at a time, music was my way out. It was like, that was my focus. It was my main focus. And so it seemed that this was my way out. I pursued hip-hop music. I followed my heart. But what happened is, I outgrew it. Sure, I still love the performance aspect of writing a song or recording it, but the scene, it wasn't attracting me. Even the underground scene, which still had consciousness and originality and things like that, it wasn't keeping me there. I just didn't feel like I belonged, because I kind of moved past that in some interesting ways. It just wasn't for me after I had journeyed to new places in life and not wanted to be in such an ego-driven climate. After that, I had kids. And that kind of kills the music career. If you want to be a good father, you can't really just be out on tour all the time. So I may not have much to show for my music career. I have two mini albums with my former group and my solo album. And a bunch of stage shows that I did, and a whole lot of unfinished lyrics and beats that are, you know, I don't even know what to do with, you know. And I did try to do a resurgence back into 2013, right around the time that I started this show. But my life got too busy for me to do it the way that I wanted to. And so, anyway, that's where that passion led me. And you might think, well, that didn't really go that far. But I follow my heart through it. Music wasn't the only passion that I had, but it brought me to greater things that I couldn't have even dreamed of. And that's it. The point is, I didn't let others' expectations of me run my life. I stuck to my heart. I was driven by my heart, and I stuck to it. And that is how you get fulfilled. Maybe not always financially, but, you know, we miss the point of life trying to financially up ourselves. That's where it all goes downhill from there, to be honest. That's really not the point of following your dreams, necessarily. A lot of people are boxed in by fear of what others will think, or fear that they won't make it, and all that kind of stuff. And so they don't do their heart's desires. Do them anyway. I mean, how many people are depressed because they never chase their heart's desires? A lot of that leads to things like midlife crises, where they're just like, hey, I never got to do that. And you got to do that thing. You have to do those things that drive your heart. So important here. I mean, it really is. I recently watched the 2 seasons of the hit TV show Cobra Kai, which is a TV show follow-up of the Karate Kid movies, if you don't know. And I won't spoil it here, but I will be eventually talking more about this show in an upcoming episode. I will do in the Tell Lie Vision Visions series, because I have some interesting points that I want to make in there. But, I mean, it's actually a really entertaining show. It's actually done really well, and I thought it was going to be really stupid because everybody's trying to rehash some new thing that was good at one time and all, you know, all these remakes and stuff. But no, this was actually good. But there's some subtle programming, of course, and I'll save that for another show. But this is a small spoiler here. But if you've seen the show, in the show, it's 35 years later from the events of Karate Kid. Daniel, the original Karate Kid, opens up a dojo to battle his high school rival Johnny from the original movie. And his regular job in real life is that he owns a car dealership. He's like a millionaire, you know. He's done really well for himself. By season 2, he's opened up his dojo, and his wife, who has nothing to do with the original movies, says to him, "Is this a midlife crisis?" And we know as visitors, we know it's not, because we, the viewers, know that he's the Karate Kid, and that's his passion, and that's what made his life anything, right? That's his foundation. But she doesn't know him from that. She knows him as a father and owner of this car dealership that they own together. And that's an analogy. That's just an analogy of how we are. We are the people that come from our passion, not what everybody else wants us to be. And you can almost picture, like, it may sound a little silly, but like spirits, or, you know, your spirit guardians, or whatever you want to call them, cheering you on because they know who you really are. They know your foundation. And so people think they know us, these naysayers and stuff. But if they don't know our true passions, then they try to box us in and disregard our foundations that make up who we are. They try to discard that. And you can't let them. And it's also not about showing them up either. Like, you know, you get successful and now you're like, "Huh, look at me now. You used to laugh, now look." You know, it's not that either. You know, it's without the ego. It's about following that heartfelt path and not looking back. And if you're not knowing what that is, it's time to start dropping every faulty influence that you've been given through life until you find that voice and ambition guiding you. It's not easy, but do it anyway. It's got to be done, because at the end of the day, let's say at the end of your life, you're on your deathbed looking back and going, for one thing, why did I worry about all this bullshit in life? But also, two, you're going to be like, why didn't I just chase all that after all? You know? So, you might as well. You might as well. It is. It's about following that heartfelt path. And, you know, if you're not knowing what that is, you really just have to drop it all. You gotta just really go on that path. Who are you all by yourself? Can you take that person and not give a shit and be that person amongst the crowd and just be like, "This is me. I don't care." We all have to work on that. And I'm speaking to myself too, because sometimes I forget these very little things. I think once you've really dialed into who you are and align yourself with natural law, you can basically talk with no filter. You can just speak the truth. You can speak the truth and you can back it with your confidence. You can back it with power, because you have that fire backing you. And you can give the rest of the world a finger that doesn't like it, because you know. I mean, in the same token, don't be some pissed off loner
giving the world the finger, even though it's easy to do, and I probably do it too much myself, you need a support group if you can find it. Don't alienate yourself from people that may help you. You need some guidance and some kind of advising at one point or another. But then there's the focus aspect. If you want to live your dreams, and you have so little time to work on them, like myself, you have to find that bit of time every day to work on them. And it may only be 10 minutes, and that's how you have to accept it. You know, dreams at a snail pace, and one small step at a time. Time management is so important, too. I mean, think of all the worthless time wasters out there, playing video games or simply getting lost in worthless internet time. I mean, we all do that. How many people do that? They just, you know, surf the internet, so to speak, and go from one thing to the next and rabbit hole this and that. And, you know, I mean, if you're doing research, it can be good. But how much do you retain? You know, I'm always for reading a book any day over just surfing the internet. But if your goal is to, say, write a book, then every day you should at least touch on it, even if it's one sentence or two words, and maybe they weren't even the right words. At least you touched on it, and you have to be willing to fight for your goals. And that's what I mean by touch amazing. I mean, you need to do something that matters every day. Touch that amazing part of life so you have something to live for every day. And even the worst case scenario, let's say your dreams don't exactly come true the way you thought they might, and you die trying, it's still better than the regular soul-sucked work world out there. You know, what do you want to do that for? Music, hip-hop, didn't exactly come true for me. My original dream was to go around the world touring and selling CDs on my own independent label. And I saw the Mystic Journeyman and Living Legends doing it. I thought we could do that too. I mean, you know, they were going around the world doing that. And they kind of pioneered that in the underground hip-hop on the West Coast. So I thought, hey, you know what? I can do that. Why not? So hip-hop became dumb and oversaturated, and having kids brought me on an unexpected journey, but I'm glad I did it. It led me to a new reality, and when I look back, I'm glad I'm not in the hip-hop scene. Most of the underground artists I know from way back are not even doing that well, you know, and most of that bubble has popped now. But luckily, I have many irons in the fire, so to speak, and that's the other thing, too. Have a few dreams. Don't just have one. Have multiple dreams, if you can. Always have a fire inside you, and never let it die out. Never let it drown out. A good thing to do is line your dreams up with knowing the truth, too. So knowing the information I talked about on this show, you know, you need to take that into consideration, too. Yeah, sure. You know, go with your heart and go with that, but know what time it is too. Don't forget. But that's a good thing too. Like Matt Landman said back in episode 125, he said activism is the best thing he ever did. And ask anyone I've had on this show, and they'll tell you the same. I mean, they wouldn't go back to just working some dumb job. All my guests on this show, I mean, all of them do things that they do because it's coming from their hearts, and they don't care what others think. You can't care what other people think. Their drive is coming from within to do the right thing. The truth, speaking the truth, living your truth are ways of projecting your power by using this fire inside. So, and another thing is, it's important to be alone. There's so much power in having your alone time, and the fire inside you is yours and yours only to cultivate, and you need that time away. You need time away from voices and influences, and your most valuable time is when you're by yourself. Yeah, it can get lonely at times, but then again, we really need to cherish that time. I mean, if you're a lonely person and you're always lonely, it can be hard. But there's a lot of benefits to that too, if you know how to use it right. I mean, how many people are constantly from relationship to relationship and always have to be around people, or you know, it's this constant need for someone to talk to, and we need that too, but people get so dependent, codependent on these relationships, and we need to be alone, and they get so smothered till they forget who they even are. And I also think that a lot of people who get their alone time are able to see the truth better in the world because they're able to put it in their own words. I mean, how good is it to be confident because you're than you think? And that's what's great, is a person can do a whole lot just themselves. So I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your dreams, your passions, and rekindling that fire inside you and making it into a big-ass bonfire. Yep, so you want to keep that fire inside alive, and you want to also keep that eye open for the what's going on in the world, too. Because, yes, you know, as we speak, things aren't so good in the world. Now, locally, here in Hawaii, I read an article recently. They're going to be putting this big drone, it's the size of a football field, testing 5G on the small little island of Lanai. Lanai has 3,200 people. They don't need that shit. They don't need to get cancer, that small island. They don't need 5G. Well, nobody needs 5G, but, I mean, they don't need to be this technologically advanced, but they also don't need to be a guinea pig test population. Now, also what's going on here locally in Hawaii is that the telescope is being put up on Mauna Kea, Hawaii's tallest mountain. It was fought against a whole lot. And the Hawaiian population and, you know, locals in general are super upset about it. And were years ago when they proposed to do it. And now they're going to do it. And it's like, you know, the system always gets its way. It really does. It sucks. Now, I have much respect for the Hawaiian community, and I have much respect for the way that and I have a huge passionate fuck you to the people who took over Hawaii and are still taking it over and selling out the land, and, you know, that have destroyed the Hawaiian culture. I have a passionate, grandiose fuck you to the people who have done that. But at the same time, there's already telescopes on Mauna Kea. That's already been taken over long ago. People don't understand. Their priorities aren't straight. People should be... Now, there's hundreds protesting this telescope. How about hundreds protesting this 5G drone on the Lanai? Why isn't anybody protesting that, you know? And that's what it is. People's priorities are never really in the right place. And sometimes these actions need to get physical. Yeah, I know. It's, you know, if we can avoid that, that's great. But people protesting this telescope 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever that was, didn't help a damn thing. They're going to do it anyway. And now they're protesting, well, behind the scenes, 5G is being put in. Behind the scenes, we're being sprayed by chemtrails. And again, I've gone over this a lot, and I feel like I'm just repeating it, but it's so important to know that here we are, everybody's got their priorities in the wrong place. They're not really seeing the real picture here and what we need to do to get, you know, really get to the roots of the problems. So that kind of pisses me off, and that's sort of on my mind right now. I know I've gone off the subject here, but this is an off-the-cuff show. And I'm just, you know, sort of piecing it together. But, yeah, so the system is winning. It's winning on many levels. I mean, look, you know, they don't care about indigenous rights, obviously. And we're on the last end of those fights. I mean, look at the pipeline that everybody was protesting in North Dakota. That didn't do a damn thing either. So, you know, those fights are lost. And we're losing. Truth is losing. I hate to even say this. I really don't want to say these things because it really
it really sucks to actually say it, because I'm always trying to give hope. And this is a positive show today on passion and the fire inside you. But also, I'm upset about these things, too. At the same time, this stuff is really coming in. And this show, I mean, my listenership has gone way down. And I know that there's a good core of you who listen, no matter what. And I love you, and thank you for all that. But there's some things that are going on, I believe, behind the scenes that are preventing people from listening to this show. My website visits are way down for whatever reason. And so I'm seeing this happening on a pretty big scale. And I know it's not just me. It's anybody speaking the truth is being cut out by algorithms and things like that. So, you know, can really use your extra support on promoting the show and putting it and sharing it and, you know, doing what you do on the internet, because I sure don't spend a lot of time doing that. And I want to, but I don't have that time. So, yes, in a lot of ways, we are losing. But back to the subject of the fire inside, at the same time, what we can do is we can rekindle that fire inside and go after our passions. We can go after our dreams. And we can change the world by changing our existence. When we change who we are, we actually do change the world in small ways. We change the world around us, which in turn changes the people that surround us a little bit. And it does have a small domino effect, I believe. And so we need to do that. You need to go after what your dreams are. Not selfishly, not going after cash, but following your heart. I mean, how important is that? It's kind of like, I like to use the analogy too, of a string of dynamite, a flame from a long ways away, and you want to keep that spark going. You don't want it to go in mud puddles. You don't want it to go in obstacles where that fire dies out. You want that spark to go all the way to ignite that TNT and blow up, and that's you. That's your dreams. You want to be that boom. You want to be that blow up. So, yes, chant down the system in every way you can. Live an existence that objects. Be a unique individual. And how you will do that is by following your heart and following your passions, because you will not go the direction of the system when you do so. It's really that simple in some ways. It really is. And I'm rooting for you. So chant down the system and be a warrior, not a worrier. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what people think of you. Don't be afraid at all. And even the authorities, quote unquote authorities, they're just rule followers. They're order followers. They're idiots, but they're humans too, that can actually, we hope, feel feelings enough to actually know, because some of them have families too. So you can actually talk to them as human beings, possibly. But anyway, enough of that. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Chant down the system. Much love, you guys.
That is the fire inside us. Something that you should cultivate, because that is your power. That's one of your many powers, is to use the fire inside you, backed by your passion, to do what you were born to do. So some of you on this show like the show with guests, and some of you like my solo shows like this. This one was mostly off the cuff, you know, me driving around. Some shows I do trip presentations, and people like that usually a lot too. I like to give you variety, and I hope you like the variety that I've been giving you, the variety that of the various guests, plus these kinds of shows and more structured shows. It all contributes to the big picture here I put on Chant Down Radio. It's always a work in progress. It's not perfect due to lack of two resources, time and money, things that we all constantly need and things like that. Well, so this show is always never perfect, and it always has, you know, its flaws and whatnot. But if you'd like to support the show, support comes in many forms, such as just spreading the word, getting on to different things and leaving comments like iTunes and Stitcher, you know, helping out the show financially, please go to the website, put a tip in the jar, buy an album, or become a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/Loomis. Well, I'm going to leave you with a freestyle back from 1998. This is when I had the passion and the fire inside me to do music. Back before I really did other things, this was, you know, passionate music that came out of me. And you'll notice that because these days I barely keep that fire alive because that's just a small part of my life now. And back then, I was trying to really do something with it, so you'll feel the difference here. But enjoy this 1998 freestyle when I was really coming from the raw. And, be a warrior, not a warrior. Keep chanting it down. Eventually, I'll be doing some written material on this show, and you'll notice the difference between freestyle and written. But until then, thanks for chanting down the system. Oh.